What is it that is going to bring you great joy today? What gifts are going to put a smile on your face? Those gifts, maybe a little toy Rudolph all the way through to a PlayStation, who knows? Maybe it's time with loved ones, family, friends, that horrible neighbour next door. Maybe it's that extra pigskin blanket that you're looking forward to. But I wonder, what is going to bring you great joy next month? Not just today, but next month. Maybe you're looking forward to your new gym membership, try and lose those last 4 years of holiday weight. Maybe you're excited like I am for the transfer window to open so that Everton Football Club can finally become the powerhouse that we really are. Or maybe you're just really excited about these words, let's get Brexit. Oh, that is poor for Christmas Day. Bojo would be very disappointed. But I wonder, not just next month, what's going to bring you great joy this time next year? Well, maybe in a year's time, maybe there's a new job. Maybe there's a new relationship. Maybe there's a child or a grandchild or a holiday or ticking something off the bucket list. Maybe you're just looking forward to finishing exams or that course. Maybe you're just looking forward to having some good health. What thing, what person, what news would really bring you great joy? Well, the great joy of God's people on Christmas Day is that good news has come. Good news has come, and it's good news that doesn't just last a day, it doesn't last even a year, it lasts longer than a lifetime. And that is what we celebrate, because King Jesus is good news. We've just read it, King Jesus is good news. Shepherds are living out in their fields in near to Bethlehem, and then this heavenly stranger appears. I mean, imagine the absolute scenes, shepherds surrounded by God's epic, majestic, glorious, blazing presence. Of course, the shepherds were scared. Meeting the one true God of the Bible is going to bring fear. So surely that's the end of the shepherds. See you later. But then hear the cheek of the angels. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You are having an absolute joke, you angel. That's like Gemma telling me not to be afraid of that tiny little spider that's in the bathroom. Of course I'm going to panic. It's going to kill me. But what does the angel say? Why is the angel saying, do not fear? Well, verse 10, up on the screen, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of God's people, for all the people. I mean, in those days, good news, a gospel, meant that a new king had arrived. A new king had come, and he had sent his servants out throughout the entire land to proclaim this good news of a new ruler. And that is exactly what's happening in the Bible. God's servant, an angel, is announcing the birth of the king of God's people. And then he says, verse 11, today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah King, the Lord. God's King is here, born in David's town, Bethlehem, the King who came to save. And it was trustworthy for the shepherds, and it is trustworthy for you and I still today, because God kept his promise. From years and years before, from this town, the king was coming, and he was coming to save. Now, in 1961, I obviously wasn't around, I'm far too young, but American President J.F. Kennedy promised that by the end of the decade, that NASA would send man onto the moon. And by the end of the decade, they'd done it, hadn't they? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I mean, wouldn't it be utterly amazing to have walked on the moon. Going up in that rocket, jumping around in the moon dust, staring into the black of the universe in awe, and looking back at our home, planet Earth. Well, when the astronauts, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, when they left the moon, they put a plaque up on the moon. I mean, what could be more human to do, leave a plaque for no one to read? Well, they left a plaque on the moon on behalf of all humanity. It's quite small up on the screen, but it says this. It says, "We came in peace for all mankind." 50 years ago, man went into space, and they did so in peace. But 2,000 years ago, God's promised king came to earth in peace, and he did it for all mankind. The eighth man to have ever walked on the moon was a man called Colonel James Irwin. And on his return, at his first press conference, he said that God walking on earth is more important than man walking on the moon. Well, the good news of King Jesus is the good news message. Because a saviour, the Lord, has arrived to save his people and reign over his people. Christmas is the arrival of the promised saving king who brings joy instead of fear, peace instead of war, friendship with God when even his people were enemies. And as we've heard many times before, if you belong to this church, Jesus didn't come so that the shepherds and you and I could have Christmas. No, Jesus came, the saving king came, so that he could have Easter. The baby who the shepherds found lying in that manger is also the one who would die on a cross. Maybe you'd like to read about that in Luke's Gospel in January for yourself. There are copies by the door to take home with you. King Jesus, who came to save us from a very big problem. A problem that affected the shepherds. A problem that affects my family. It affects your family. It affects everyone's family. All the ways that you and I have hurt people, all the times that we put ourselves first, all the ways that we spoil the day and spoil our world, all the ways that we've shut out God and ignored the one who made us. Well, God in his word has called these things sin. And that is what King Jesus has come to save us from, bringing us peace with God. So God gives his shepherds good news, and he has given his people still today this wonderful good news. And so I wonder if that's one of you this morning. I wonder if you're one of God's people, because all you have to do is accept that good news, Jesus, the Saviour. Have you accepted him as your king? And if you have, well, that good news, King Jesus, brings about great joy. King Jesus brings great joy. As the angel finishes speaking, well, suddenly, this great army of angels and alike, they go absolutely mental for this good news. It's up on the screen, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Do you see what the birth of King Jesus means for you and I? Peace between God's heavenly home and our earthly home. Peace between a perfect God and an imperfect world. And it's on whom his favour rests. Christmas is a gift. It's all about God's favour. It's all about his grace. A gift. The gift of a saviour. The good news of the birth of a saviour is good news because it's all to do with God's favour. the shepherds, you and I, we don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be saved. But all we need to do today is trust in this Jesus, be confident in who he is, and respond in praise for his grace to us. That is how everyone in the Bible responds, in this part of the Bible, responds to King Jesus. The heavenly host, they go mental and praise God for the Lord Jesus. Mary, she goes mental and praises God because of the Lord Jesus. The shepherds, they go mental because they praise God for the Lord Jesus. They all have found great everlasting joy and can praise and bring glory to God because of this wonderful, eternal changing good news. Now, Christmas Day is all about praising, really, isn't it? Thanks, Mum and Dad, for cooking those amazing spuds. Thanks, Aunt Betty, for my present, although you probably could have kept that awkward kiss on the cheek. I mean, we've already sung a number of great Christmas songs, haven't we? Praising the King for coming to earth to save. And to be honest, I am not musical in any way. But I know a man who is a music director. He's not the best-selling artist of 2019. But I wonder, Craig Hudson-Taylor, could you? I wonder if you could help us praise King Jesus to end our time together. I'm told, Craig, that you have some game when it comes to music. He nods confidently. That's good news. Craig, I'm going to test you. Could you please play a very simple 8-note scale? Now, doesn't that sound like the best news in the world? No, brilliant. Okay. I mean, it's great news, isn't it? Craig Hudson, who's very skilled, can play a simple musical scale. Craig, let's test you again. Can you play it the other way, please? Good news? No one cares. Brilliant. Well, the good news, Craig, is that you did play it the right way, but you missed the pauses. So, Craig, could you add pauses on the first, the second, the fourth, the sixth, the seventh, and the last note? I know you remember this because you studied at Cambridge, so you're quite bright. Although you didn't get into Oxford, so let me just reset. So the first, the second, the fourth, the sixth, the seventh, and the last. Please, could you play that for us? Well, there it is. There is the best news that you and I could ever, ever hear about. Trustworthy, good news that brings great joy to the angels, to the shepherds, to all of God's people. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord has come.